what's your Love nigga worth, bud? A nigga sleeping with your missus, nigga call me Young Mellow, cut scoring is my shit, bud. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock, chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the motherfucking money. 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 I be in the hood, drop Wrangler. Sell a paper in my post, cause I'm shit. 94 from Wilmore in the kitchen. Cooking birds, nigga saying Thanksgiving. On the sports, the nigga on from the whipping. On the sports, the nigga on from the whipping. One reply to you, nigga sneak this. Suck a dick. When you see me, know I'm gripping.
You never seen nothing like this. Flash brothers with the aim. I wish a nigga would, boy. A nigga sleeping with your missus, nigga call me Young Mellow, cut scoring is my shit, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock, chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the motherfucking money. It's all about the motherfucking money. It's all about the motherfucking money. It's all about the motherfucking money.
What up, what up, what up? OFL Now After Dark, you got the commish here as usual. Hopefully we got some people calling in. I know we got a lot of guys out right now doing recruitment, so I'm not sure they're going to call in, so it might just be me tonight. Either way, we got a lot to talk about, so the half hour should go by pretty fast. So let's see. Let's start off here with what's going on. The Bozeman 8 tournament is going on, as you know. It filled up fast. Started, I think we're already into the final four. The Fargo 32 is going on, so that's going. But we have a new tournament, the Helena 8, already only 5 spots left in that, I believe. So once we get that taken care of, you know, then we'll probably go do another 16 or 32, man. I'm having a lot of issues right now. Some really, really serious issues with Madden is not working for some reason for me. I'm not sure why, but I talked to EA, did all their troubleshooting steps. I'm down to the last one. But I was able to get in and make some co-commissioners, so it shouldn't affect the league. At least that's what EA's telling me, so I don't think we have much to worry about there, but it is a little bit stressful, that's for sure. Having trouble right now bringing up the rankings. I don't know what's going on with my internet. Shit's been fucked up today all around. The only good thing that happened today, well, two good things, actually. My mom had surgery. She came out of that all right, so that's a good thing. But even better news than that, there's a fish baby in the official OFL Now fish tank. Hopefully he'll survive and grow and develop. Kind of symbolic of what's going on in the league right now. We are growing fast and rapidly. So let's keep that going. I'm not sure. Somebody message me on Glip if you're able to get up on the forum, because I'm not able to at all for some reason. What else is going on? Let's see. Oh, if you're trying to contact me, make sure you do it on Glip. My Xbox Messenger has been messed up for like 2 days. I know a lot of other guys are having problems. For some reason, my party chat is not working at all, so I got a lot of problems, guys, a lot of problems right now on the, with things related to the league on that aspect, but hopefully we will, be able to bring that up and get that fixed. So what else is going on? Be much easier if we could get to, bring up the forum here. Oh, we got a beep coming in. Oh, there's a question. We'll get to that question here in a moment, momentarily. Let me see if I can get this damn forum to come up. All right. I think it's going to work. All right, yeah. So the Fargo 32, we got a couple games left in the first round. Oh, Buckets, Young 24, go hard. Got to get that game played. Tother, Shrimp, and Ready 10 need that game played. And also J.J. Mills and We Witness, we need that game played. So that's what's going on in that tournament. Let's just touch here at the Bozeman 8, fill you guys in what's going on there. DNA suspect is playing 800-5 in the second round, and VX Assassin is playing Buck Sweep in the second round. So winner of those will be playing for the money. Brand new tournament, like I was talking about, Helena 8. Go sign up at shop.oflnow.com. 26 for a member to enter, 34 for a non-member. Winner takes home $180. All you got to do is win three games. So that's what's going on. We also have the single season league. A lot of you guys asked for another league. Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's filling up fast, and I'm talking fast. So if you want to get in there, hit me up. It's $17 to join. It's one season. Winner's going to take home $300, I believe. Let's see, we got a couple callers coming in here. Let's start with this caller here. We got a caller from the 562 area code. 562, you're now live on the air on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for the listeners?
It's Meryl54Ghost.
Oh, okay. This is Greg, by the way, man. I was just actually telling the listeners out there that my party chat's fucked up, man. So this Mero Ghost is a brand new member. I talked to him. Nice to meet you, man. Balkino was talking to him about the league. Let me bring in this other caller here from the 407 area code. 407, you're not live on the air. State your gamer tag.
How's it going on, man? It's Balkino.
What's up, Balkino? So we got Balkino and Mero Ghost. And Mero Ghost, where are you from, man?
I'm in New Orleans, but I'm from Los Angeles.
Ah, nice. So you're traveling around the U.S. That's cool. So what's it like living in New Orleans? Always wanted to visit there.
Man.
We had a couple other guys. We have like five guys from Alexandria, Louisiana. You know where that is?
It's unlike anywhere else in America.
Nice. I'd check it out.
I'll say that.
One day
you have to. We drink the streets here. Open container the whole nine.
Yeah. One day we're planning on having a convention where when we get enough members, then we're going to have rent a nice place out and have a good time, have like a weekend or something, have a tournament with a big prize and, get some food and shit. But we're thinking about New Orleans being one of the destinations we'd want to do that in. So maybe we will get there one day.
Either here or Vegas. Everyone likes gambling, right?
Yeah. Vegas. Guys from Houston wants to go down there. Orlando, we got people in Orlando want us to do it there. We plan on being around a long time, so we'll probably hit a bunch of different cities up, hopefully. So we'll see how that goes. So what attracted you to this league, and how did you hear about us?
I just signed up basically because he was in the chat with some of the people that I game with, Volcano was, and they were talking about it when I just beeped in, and I'm anxious to actually get in a league that's going to be active and competitive, and I'm all about the competition, really.
Nice. Yeah, you're
not going to get better by playing the computer, right?
Yeah, that ain't no lie right there. Yeah, you're definitely going to find good competition in here. You're going to find people... you're going to find people like... that are very active, easy to communicate with and schedule. I'm going to get you, just message me on Xbox your email, and I'm going to send you an invite to our group chat. We have an enhanced group chat that we use where everybody communicates, so that makes it easy. You can always have it on your phone or whatnot in case you're away to help schedule your game and just find different things on there that I think
will
make. And I just accepted you into the forum, so you can go on there and there's a lot of shit on the forum that I think you'll find informative. Like we do a top 20 rankings, TV shows, radio show. Well, you're on the radio show. all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he told
me
about the YouTube channel.
Yep. Got the YouTube channel.
YouTube,
we're just really starting
Balkino
to work on that. Yeah, but Balkino doesn't even know about this yet. We've just been working on the YouTube OFLnow.com channel where you can find all Balkino's videos there. You can find all the studio show with Chad Jackson. They're all in there. And you can always see the gamer tag shuffles that he was telling you about, how you determine your team selection there. So I'm kind of glad you called in because we have Oh, we've been growing so fast this last week. I think we have about 20 new members, but you're the first one to call in. I think everybody else is a little gun-shy or some shit. But it's nice to hear so the other guys out there that are listening, you know, they can get a little understanding of what the league's all about, how to navigate around through the forums and stuff. But we do have another caller right here on the from the 832. Hey, you're on the air on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag to all the loyal listeners out there? 832? All right. Well, you there, 832?
Yeah,
832. Hey, what's up, 832? Hey,
mister. What's up?
Yeah, he's talking to you on the radio.
Hey, Daddy. I'm my child was right here.
Hey, what's up, mister? You on the radio, Joe?
We'll get back to 832. I think that's Mr. Houston, another new member, I believe. So I think he might actually reside in Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, my bad. I didn't know. I didn't even know if they can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, my bad. I'm talking to my daughter. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
All right. Just whenever you get a chance. Anyways, Balkino, I wanted to talk real quick about some of the rising stars in the OFL now that – let me know if you agree. I'm going to name 5 gamers that I think are really on the rise in the league right now. Slay Island 9XX, VX Assassin XA, JJ Mills, Bronco Fan 09, and Believe in Monsters.
I would say the biggest one that's surprising me that doesn't talk is that Broncos 09. He's actually, I haven't heard from him in a while, but he's beating people. Assassin as well, I got to give some props. He's knocked me out twice. The game's done some flukes to me on my side, but Assassin's probably not one to mess with. I wouldn't want to see him in playoffs at this point, because he has my number. But we'll see. Third time's over the time for me. Another, Slay Island. Never seen him play, but I've heard good things about him, though. And Believe the Monsters is, I want, let's just keep him underneath the radar until playoffs. That's what I told him. But he likes to talk now, so he can really keep it on his head.
Yeah, everybody knows about him. So, and that's not even talking about DNA Suspect, who just took home $5,000 in the Duracell tournament.
Yeah, I didn't hear that name.
But so, I want to run through these top 20 for you real quick, the brand new ones that came out. 20, Slay Island, 19, VX Assassin, 18, TD Slayer, 17, Crazy Ass White Boy, 16, JJ Mills, 15, We Witness, 14, Bad to Chad Jackson, 13, Broncos Fan 09, 12, Fat Magic 420, 11, Ready 10, 10, DNA Suspect, 9, Chillin', 8, Walking Hit Stick. Well, I think he just changed his gamer tag to OFL now. Savage, number 7, Believe in Monsters, 6, Yourself, 5, Mad Dream, 4, Black Assassin, 10, 3, Peel 510 Main, 2, PB number 1, and 1, D-Knox. But I expect that to change because Peel just beat D-Knox on the game of the week 24-6. So I can't see him remaining at number 1. How do you feel about those rankings?
I say about right. I think Assassin, he's going to move up really quick. I think he should get up there in the top 12 until he beats, you know, wins. But give him a few games under his belt. He's going to surprise them, Cat. It's not about right. They're going up and down based off activity. You know, it's not just who you beat and stuff. It's also what you do in the forums and stuff like that. But it's getting really active. I see where people are stepping up in rankings. J.J. Miller's making a really high comeback.
Yes, he is. And we did happen to lose. We dropped the call on Mira Ghost, the new member. I hope he calls back either tonight or another time. But we did get a new call from the 412 area code. You're on the air on OFL After Dark. Who is this?
X Snake Eyes 45.
Oh, there you are. How you doing tonight, Snake Eyes?
Yeah, I was wondering what happened yesterday. Like, we started talking about the stores and stuff like that. And then, like, right around, towards the end of it, like, two to three minutes before, it cut me off.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. Maybe we can pick up a little bit on that here in a moment. I don't know exactly what happened. 832 area code, you still there? Okay, I'm not sure if he's there or not. 832, you there? All right, anyways. Now, Snake Eyes, we were talking about the Steelers, but let's fast forward. Let's talk about the big boys that are still playing. Who do you think is going to win, New England or Seattle?
I mean, it's really a 50-50 thing, but, I mean, I would like the younger guys to win, Seattle. I want the older guys to get home and go somewhere else. And I like to see Tom Brady retire.
You think he's going to?
Maybe. I don't know yet. And plus, even if he does retire, they don't got nothing at quarterback after that.
You never know. You never know. Now, Balkina, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I think New England might slide it out. I think he'll take the W on that one.
Oh, that's interesting. let's see. There has been a couple incidents today. Well, and last night. I guess technically today. Let's get your opinions on this. We heard your opinion on this last night, Snake Eyes. But let's hear your opinion, Balkino. Believe in Monsters claims his younger brother was playing for him. Down 17-3 in the third quarter, he quit the game against one of the new members. I think it was Kingman J28, if I'm not mistaken. He got suspended 3 games, and then he appealed his suspension, and the league officials rejected his appeal. He doesn't seem too thrilled about the whole situation and feels things are – that the league officials are inconsistent. How do you feel about that?
I mean, with the situation, I mean, I actually know he was at work, and I think he got confused. I could see where he got confused because he was texting me and Reddy got confused. Team Balkino was a mess that night, it seems, so with the time when they thought it was 10 Eastern, 10:30, but he thought you were doing the advance for the preseason, so he's letting his brother play for him for a preseason game. So in his mind, he thought you had to play a preseason, and then he found he quit. And I think it was just miscommunication on his hand and misreading and understanding. So I think, and then when his brother quit, like, he was like, so, like, I don't think, maybe he didn't think it was a big deal, but then he found it was week one. So when he was texting me, I kind of saw where he misunderstood, and I could see we got to stay by our standards. I mean, I know he wasn't playing, but he thought he had to get a game played in tonight, so he just told his brother to play. Believe Monster has a pretty good track record. I mean, he's not really rude to people. I mean, now he's more active and talking lately. But other than that, he's, you know, we've really never had a problem. His background, I think we should have let him in a pass. If it was myself and I tried pulling the card, I said give me my suspension. But since I have a track record, not quitting-wise, but, you know, misbehavior-wise, I mean, this is his first offense. I think, you know, he didn't admit to, he told the situation. For example, Gigolo quit, but he admitted to quitting. He said he wasn't going to play. So, of course, he's going to get it. They're two different situations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it should get down to maybe one and just teach him a lesson. Three, it's too harsh, especially since it's the first week of the game. It's a fantasy. So he just did all that drafting. Now he has a week, two weeks just to play with the team he spent 6 hours drafting. I mean, I think it's a little harsh as an OFL official. I think they should maybe rethink that appeal and suspend it for maybe 1 week. And he comes back week three instead of week four or five, or I forget what it is.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying. And for the listeners out there, maybe a lot of people didn't take time and read the terms and conditions, but I actually have no say in this anymore. I handed down the 3-game suspension as what I have to do by guidelines because that's the rule. And then when you get suspended, you have the opportunity to appeal your suspension, but I don't have a say in it anymore because I already – gave the punishment. Then the 3 league officials decide, and you know, 2-1 would win. So yeah, but actually in this one it was a clear 3-0. They said to suspend him. I've never seen a three game suspension get overturned on an appeal yet. I don't think it ever will. And I think I agree, it's a little harsh, but at the same time we only have 3 rules. It's like you gotta follow 3 rules, and they're simple rules. I guess that's why the punishment's a little harder, but I can see his point of view, and that's just an unfortunate situation. Now, the next situation comes from We Witness and City Boy, And we witnessed beat them pretty bad, like 50-something to 14. But with like 14 seconds, City Boy, you know, did the running off sides thing. And then the game boots him for excessive grieving. So now witness doesn't get the stats and stuff. And he got a 3-game suspension, and he accepted his punishment. He didn't appeal. What do you think about that, Snake Eyes?
I mean,
or Volcano, whoever. Go ahead, Volcano.
I mean, in my eyes, I kind of see it as like, I can see how he got frustrated, but to take it to that level, I mean, everyone here is over 18, I'm assuming. I mean, you act like adults in that kind of situation. Just take your loss. I mean, everyone's got to get blown out once in a while. I mean, yeah, it sucks, but that's a part of football. I mean, hell, you think the Colts just walked off the field with 14 seconds left when they were losing by 50? I mean, you got to see it in that way. Just take it as it is.
And can I add a point on that? You always have to learn from your mistakes.
That's true, Snake Guy. That's a very, very valid point. Because yeah, it's just frustrating to the person that deserves the win to have to either replay it and lose all the stats or whatnot. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, let's talk a little bit about connected franchise mode. And we're about halfway through the Madden season. What are some improvements you guys would like to see EA Sports make in next year's connected franchise mode? Why don't we start with you, Snake Eyes?
I have a couple, actually. I would like to see, like, you know how the actual stores have a practice squad and stuff? I like to see that in the Madden. I like to see that in the Madden.
Okay.
And, like, mainly a little bit better game prep. Like, give us a little bit more to work with. Like, time-wise, like, if the week's kind of short, give us a little bit more time to build up our people. Because I've seen a couple of times, I had, like, 14, I don't know if it's hours or whatever, I had 14. I would like to have at least, like, 20, 25 in a short week.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there. And Balkino, what improvements would you like to see?
Kind of like you said, game prep. I would like to see more practice mode back in it. I wish they didn't take that feature off. It's kind of fun to play with your team while you're waiting for your opponent. Like, you know, I don't play ranked games or other leagues, so I would just play with my team if I could again. Other than that, I think there should be an option, like you were saying, where the commissioner can put the game time, the stats and stuff back to a certain point, or a replay from where it was at. Either commissioner has to, like let's say your opponent quit, you can just rejoin the game from the point where it's at, or the commissioner can refresh the game if there's connection issues or whatever. I think there should be more options than gameplay wise.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. The one thing I really like, people have told me, like NBA 2K, they have something called flex scheduling. It sounds like a really cool idea. I think they should give you the option on that, on Madden, where it's like, I don't exactly understand it, but it's kind of like you have...
I understand
you can play
a little
five
bit more
opponents.
On that.
Oh, yeah, go talk about that a little bit, Snake. How does that work?
Like, if somebody misses a game or whatever, they can, like, have it go back to that week or, like, 2 to 3 weeks late, before... And you can go ahead and play your game and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But with everybody
else,
you
a little more
they
flexibility.
Should try to... Yeah. And they should actually keep the people that already played their game, keep that. Like, keep the score, keep everything and stuff. And I don't really mess with that much, but, I mean, I understand a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But to what I heard... That's basically what it allows you to do is go back in the season a little bit.
All right,
I mean,
cool.
That's about all that I know of it.
How do you guys feel about maybe more expansion cities to move your team to, and maybe the option to build your own stadium? What do you think about those ideas?
What I wish that was more that was in there was like more design stuff for your stadium, like they had in the older Maddens. You know how like you can have an alligator and stuff like that. Remember?
An alligator? No, I don't. What are you talking about?
Do you remember Balkina?
Balkina, you there? I don't know what happened to him. We must have dropped his call. So what do you mean the alligator? Was it just the logo, or was there an actual alligator on the field or something?
No, it was like, you know how the Stiller Stadium has that platform, and it has the scoreboard?
Mm-hmm.
Where the platform was, they would have two sculptures of alligators. And that's what the team wore, was alligators and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
I mean, I wish that they had more of that kind of options in it.
Speaking of logos and stuff, OFL Now is currently experimenting with some different logos. I've been posting them out there on Glip, so if you see one, comment on it, what you would like to see improved, if you like it or if you don't like it, because we're trying to find an official
logo. To find them.
Oh, okay. Well, we can help you with that after the show. But we got 3 minutes left. Let's pick up where we left last night when we had some technical difficulties. Go ahead and speak a little bit more about the Steelers and what you see happening in this off season for them and so forth.
What I was surprised about, and I actually learned up on it, that they signed their linebacking coach to defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And then they still have Joey Porter as a backup assistant, like assistant defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him moved to linebacking coach. That's what I like to
Why?
See.
Why? Because
he was a linebacking caliber linebacker, basically. You know, he would get 15 to 20 sacks a season. Like, teach the younger guys about some moves that he did. See if it still works today. Stuff like that. That's what I like to see.
All right. Any big free agents you see them signing, or what position do you see them going after this offseason?
Like you said, backup running back. A power back. I mean, I like to see it in the free agency or in the draft. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't fumble, I'll be okay. If he does fumble, I'd want him out the very first day if I ever find out that he fumbled. And that's what I sometimes do with some of my running backs. If they fumble, I'll put in the backup. And I like to see better backup linemen and a couple good tight ends. We still need younger tight ends, because I don't know how long Matt Spates is going to be here, how long Heath Miller is going to be here. You know, he's getting up there in age and stuff too.
That's true. How old is he now?
Who, Matt Spates or Heath Miller?
Heath Miller.
He's about a year younger than Big Ben.
Really? Now,
and then Matt Spates
is Jones is the backup quarterback, right?
No, Gogowski.
Do you think he'll be the starter when Roethlisberger retires?
No, if Landry Jones improves and pay attention and stuff, I think that'll be a good starter. But they need to keep the offensive line intact, the wide receivers intact, what they have now. I mean, other than that, I think that they will be good. And then we need to get more corners and better corners.
Okay.
And I think at free safety and strong safety, we're good. we just need to beef up the defensive line a little bit at backups.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Thanks for calling, Snake, and everybody out there, have a good day. Or good night, I guess.
Yes.
Peace.